What if he doesn't come? Huh?
Then we'll go back to Tehran, all right?
Look, I've been doing whatever you've told me to do all this time. But if he doesn't come back tonight, it means he couldn't take care of it. You and I will stay the night, and in the morning, we'll get a ride back to Ormier.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Look, they brought a band and they're sending us off with music.
Come on. Now it's time to celebrate. Come, come.
Didn't I tell you? They're playing Band on the Run.
Come on.
Us? Okay, sure.
What are you saying, sure? You're probably gonna go over there and sing for them,
Come
too.
Come on, let's see what's going on, okay?
May you roll together. Please.
Take some.
Thank you.
Please have
some. Here you are.
Thank you so much.
They've come to invite you to the wedding.
Us?
We were invited earlier, but now they've come to invite you specifically. They're waiting for your answer. Will you accept?
Yes, of course. We'd be happy to. We'll come.
So then we will go after lunch. It'll be worth it. It'll be better than this young man sitting and waiting by the window. Please.
This is not what I expected to be doing here. We're on a picnic.
Mommy, go and prepare two cars. We're going on a mission.
Congratulations.
Hello, hello. Welcome. Come in. Welcome.
Hello
come
to
in.
You.
Hello. How Hi do you there. Do? How do you do?
Hello,
hello ladies. Come in this
hello
way, please.
There. Hello. Congratulations.
Hello to
hello.
You.
Hello.
Please, come in. Dance with
no,
us.
No, thank you. I don't know how.
He does. He's a professional at it. Best I've ever seen.
Go
what
ahead.
Are you talking
Even if
about?
You're not professional, you learn quickly.
Professional?
You come dance with us, too.
No way.
Come on.
And
come
there'll
on.
Be no fun without you. Come in.
Go with them so they're not alone.
On my way. Come on. Come on, let's go. Try
we
it.
We don't know how, Uncle. What should we do?
Just take two steps forward and two steps back. There's nothing to it. Good job. Good job. Yes, you're learning it. Come on.
Kakmarat.
Yeah.
Someone here to see you.
They've come to see me?
Yes.
And who is it?
I have no idea who he is.
Is he a stranger?
It has something to do with your guests.
See? I told you I'd never take you anywhere bad. You're having a good time, aren't you?
Mohammed, we've got to go early tomorrow morning, or even tonight.
What's up with you? Can't you see we're part of the family now? What's wrong now?
We can't get too comfortable. I'm sure they're already looking for us. They'll report us to the district mayor. Two strangers from somewhere else, staying in the border village. They'll come looking for us one of these days. And we won't be able to sort it out if that happens, Mohammed.
Come on, man. No one's gonna come looking for us in the middle of all this. Didn't you hear what the man said? Dance!
Mohammed. Excuse us, sorry. Come here. What's wrong, Kakmurad?
They've come looking for the two of you. Let's go.
Kakhmurad. Kakhmurad, please wait a minute.
Yeah.
What happened? Who's come?
Well, the friend you're waiting for, of course.
You scared us to death, Kakhmurad. Then why are you so flustered?
Where's that guy now?
In the house. I told him to wait there.
Is there anything you want to tell me? Has something happened, Kakhmurad?
No. I was hoping he wouldn't show up.
Why?
So you would stay longer. We were getting used to you being here. Even your friend as well.
You're truly a great man, Kakhmurad.
Thank you. You go ahead and go over there. And I'll come soon after. Go ahead.
Such a beautiful day today. It's a beautiful day. I love this weather.
You're messing with us again, man.
Shh.
You've left us here waiting for you for the past 2 days. Wow, and what do you have to say now?
What can I say? What can I say? What's wrong with this kid?
What's wrong with me? Didn't you go to the middleman? What happened?
I brought him. I brought him with me, kid. I didn't think it was safe to bring him into the village, so I dropped him off on the way over, and I came to pick you guys up.
Yeah. Like the last time, huh?
He's still talking about the last time. That time was that time, and this time is this time. You aren't going to some party. We're breaking the law. There are rules to follow. Our middleman has a contact among the border guards on the other side. The contact has to be on duty in order for him to be able to cross the border without trouble, and he's on duty tonight.
You mean tonight?
Yes, tonight. Come on, get your things together. I hope you said nothing to that man.
Nope.
Don't say anything. If he asks, I'll answer.
Come have something to eat. We're celebrating.
We'll be on our way if you'll allow us.
And why are you in such a rush, brother?
We don't want to burden you anymore.
Guests are a blessing. Don't take that blessing away.
We have to go.
As you wish.
Go get your things together.
I guess I should go get my bags packed, huh?
The door is open. Go ahead and feel free. Go on.
Forgive us. They've caused you trouble. This here is, to thank you, sir.
Put it in your pocket, man. You should be ashamed. We don't rent our rooms to our guests to receive payment. We give them our hearts and our souls. And without any expectations.
You're too kind, sir.
Kakhmurad, please say goodbye to everyone for us. Forgive us for the trouble.
Don't be ridiculous. There's nothing for me to forgive. And if there is, I leave it in the hands of God.
Thank you very much.
And one more thing.
Please tell me, Kakhmurad.
Are you one of those young men who get offended when told the same thing over and over again?
That depends on what's being said.
The very first thing that I said, which will be the last thing that I say now. That land your friend wants to buy in the desert from these men, he won't harvest anything but misfortune from whatever he decides to plant there. I wish you could make him understand. I wish you could. God bless you, son.
Goodbye and thanks again, Kakhmurad.
Safe journey.
What was that man saying?
I'm ready. Come on, let's go.
Get in the car, let's go.
Mr. Meshkin Abadi, are you okay? You're cold? You look like you're dressed for winter.
That's because it's different where we are headed. Dress warm if you've brought other clothes. let's get going before it gets late. We'll sit in the back, you up front.
De kaçacaklar.
Hayır, saatçe birisi gidecek.
What's he been telling you, huh?
This is Emrah. He's from Trabzon. He's the middleman I told you about.
Well, what is he telling you?
Nothing, man. He asked how many people are crossing, and I told him one.
Korkma, sakin gelecekler.
Arabadan çok gidemez. Arabayı bırakacağız, yürü yürü dağdan gidiyoruz.
Olmalı değil. Geçiyoruz.
Is he saying that we have to ride a carriage across?
Come on, kid. Let's focus on what I'm doing. What are you even talking about? Carriage?
Didn't he just say carriage?
He was talking about the car. We've got to park the car somewhere and walk the rest of the way. Understand?
I understand. We'll crawl there if we have to. As long as we just go already.
Muhammad, come put your coat on.
Hurry up.
Mr. Meshkin Abadi, should I leave my car here? Is it safe?
Leave it here, and I'll come pick it up later. If it stays here too long and someone sees it, it'll look suspicious.
So how do you expect me to go back?
Amre will take your friend over and bring you with him to the next spot. I'll pick you up over there.
But wait a minute, isn't Emrah crossing with Muhammad?
No. They'll be waiting for him on the other side once your friend crosses over.
Oh,
Tahir.
Okay.
Bu tarafta.
Let's go. We're headed for the woods.
What is it? What's wrong with you?
Toya gelecek mi? Bu ayakkabıyla gelmiş.
What's he talking about?
He says that you think you are going to a wedding? Those shoes are no good for the woods. They're no good at all.
Then do you want to wear my shoes?
No, man. I'm fine with these.
Be careful. You'll fall, kid. No one can cross with a twisted ankle. Hurry up. Let's go.
This guy's killing us. Tahir, some parts of this country are like paradise, huh? I mean, only some parts.
Muhammad!
Ow!
That kid's gonna freeze!
Hey! Ow!
Quick, start a fire! Or else he'll freeze!
We're almost there.
Please drive carefully. They're having a wedding here.
Hello, officer.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Is Kakmurat here?
Yes, he's inside.
Can you get him for me?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much.
Mishkin Abadi.
Buyur amca.
Daha çok beklemez. Böyle yetişmiyoruz. Yakacaklar bizi. Hadi şimdi diyoruz.
We've got to get going before it gets too late.
What are you talking about? Mr. Mishkin Abadi, he's freezing to death and his clothes are soaked. He'll get hypothermia.
Forgive me, but why would I want that? Emra says the route is difficult and it's getting dark.
Difficult or not, we'll wait until he's feeling better and his clothes are dry. There's no other option as I see it.
I've known you for years, Kakmurat. Everyone in all the surrounding villages knows you as well. And I know that you have nothing to do with illegal activity, and I appreciate you a lot for it. And thank God for that. That's why you've gained respect from everyone. But the current situation is very serious. We have some information that you have two guests here. I want a simple answer from you. Where are they now?
I did have guests, officer. But I don't have any now. They've already left.
Where to?
Didn't you say you know Kakmurat well, Lieutenant, huh? So you know very well that we don't ask the names of our guests over here, or where they're from, or where they are going to.
How did they end up staying in your home?
I saw them at the tea house on the way. They were waiting for someone who hadn't shown up yet. They were frustrated and very exhausted, and I invited them here. They accepted, and that is the end of it.
And who are they waiting for?
They were waiting for someone to show them a piece of the land they were looking to buy.
Huh. And you really believe that, huh?
No. But I didn't laugh like you just did, Lieutenant.
Listen, Kakmurat, let me make it clear to you. The situation may be extremely important. One of them is a runaway soldier from the front line in the middle of the war. The other was a non-commissioned officer who was among our soldiers until just yesterday. If there's some kind of gang involved, and if that officer is a part of it, and if they're really tempting our soldiers to flee, then they might be involved in 1,000 other legal activities as well. We want to find out what's going on.
I did not know anything. I did not ask them anything, and they did not tell me anything. Can I get back to the wedding celebrations now?
At least tell me which way they went.
Lieutenant, this village doesn't have more than one road. It comes from one direction and leaves in the other. You didn't see them when you were coming. So they must have headed in the other way. Will you let me get back to the wedding now?
The stars are big and bright tonight. But I mean, everyone's waiting to hear your opinion.
About what?
About the ceremony.
Which ceremony?
I mean, how can you forget?
Look where you're going, boy.
Oh, sorry.
Can you understand I can't marry Parissa?
Yes, I understand.
Then help me.
I want to set the date for the wedding and the ceremony before that.
There's no way on earth that I could marry her.
I decide on wedding conditions, and you have to marry Parissa.
Ramin, stop trying so hard. Don't you remember after you quit school, I asked you to come and live abroad with me? But you refused to come because you said, what about my mom? When I returned, I said, let's start up a business to get rich. Again, my mom. You know what? You're a mama's boy.
Hello?
Is it Dr. Alba?
Yes, it's me.
Have you lost anything today?
I'm supposed to ask you permission if I can fall in love. I'm in love, can you understand?
You fell in love?
Who's the guy you're coming home with?
It's none of your business.
Look, I care about the chastity of the female member of my family. I lose my mind.
Shut your mouth.
She's a doctor. She's very high class and...
What else have you done, you rat? What happened? Where are you taking him? Officer, please.
Give me her home number. I'll talk to her parents and invite them over for dinner on Friday.
Unfaithful on iFilm.
Okay, don't worry.
Mr. Meshkin Abadi.
1 minute.
What is he saying?
Emra says if we don't get going, he'll have to leave. He says it's dangerous here.
I don't care if it's dangerous or not. He's gotta dry off.
I'm sorry, but what do you want me to do? If he leaves, then your friend cannot cross, you know.
Tahir.
What is it?
Give me those. I'll put them on.
No way, what are you talking about? You're gonna freeze.
Isn't he saying that we've got to go? If he says that we have to go, then we should go.
Fine. Then put these on. I'll wear your clothes.
Why do you want to do that?
Because you don't know when you'll have a chance to put on warm clothes. You have no idea how long you might be walking tonight, when you'll have a chance to rest. I don't want you to have to deal with doctors and medics as soon as you get over there. Come on, put them on. Get dressed. There you go. Okay, we're ready.
Let's do it.
Saber, can you bring your father's bag when you come down?
Of course.
Thank you. Listen, Ferdows, don't you think you could wait a while if you...
Don't should've, could've, would've me, dear Atty. If you think I can sit up here in that room and wait to see what happens... You gotta understand now that you are wrong. I made a mistake, and now he is in trouble.
What mistake did you make?
I made a big mistake. When he came and told me his friend had a problem, I should have asked him what his friend's problem was. But I was too busy worrying about the mayor, the taxes, the fruit market, tons of other crap, to take a second to ask him, hey, what's the problem with this friend of yours?
But that's already happened. Now I'm going to worry about both of you. How are you going to find him in another city?
I'm gonna find him. He's not a needle in a haystack, you know.
He's not a needle in a haystack, but you're looking for a person in a strange city.
Now you listen here, Atty. If he's there to help smuggle some friend of his across the border, I know exactly where to find him. And also, unfortunately, it was me who showed him how to get there in the first place.
Don't worry. But please, just give me a call when you get there.
Of course I will. You are to take care of this house. Tomorrow you will go to the market. First thing, if you aren't there to oversee the workers, they will make a mess of things. Make sure the crates get sent to Dubai and Kuwait.
Sure thing, Father. You don't want me to come along with you?
Huh? What did I just tell you? I'm telling you, you've got tons of work in the market. Please don't worry, Atty. I will bring him back.
Have a safe trip and come back.
And you take good care of that little one.
May God protect you, Ferritos. I hope it's Tahir. Hello? Hello? Damn these prank callers.
Saber, tell Anise to take good care of Ati. You know her. She pretends to be strong in front of me, but as soon as I'm gone, she'll lock herself in a room and cry herself to sleep. She's a mother. It's normal. I want you to take care of her while I'm gone. Just make sure that she doesn't worry.
By the way, your spare tire is a little bit low.
Did I say anything about a spare tire?
No, but forgot
That's no good. You're thinking about something else when I'm talking to you.
No, Father, I heard you. You said that...
No. You did hear what I said, but you didn't understand anything. Listen here, Saber. There is a stain inside your heart, and until you remove it, your life won't be in order.
No, Father.
Yes, there is. They say that any smart man says his piece before setting out on a journey, so here's what I'm gonna say. Tahir is your brother.
Yes, Father. Obviously, he's my brother, but...
But you should never need to be reminded that he is your brother. But sometimes I am forced to remind you that Tahir is your flesh and blood. He's your half-brother. Fine. From a different mother. Fine. But I am the father of both of you. And that woman has been a mother to you in every single way. Your mother was bedridden for 4 years before she passed away. When that woman came into this home, there was no one looking after you. She came in and took care of all of us. This is why I'm asking you to be kind and take care of her now. You shouldn't be thinking about tires or the car.
Yes, Father.
God be with you.
Must be waiting for me.
Ashkenabi,
you can go. There's no need to worry.
Onlar beni bekleyecekler. Ben o tarafa gidiyorum, adamdan gitme zamanı soracağım.
Ben çok merak ediyorum.
Merak etme, her şey yolunda. Sen gidebilirsin.
Then there's no need to worry.
Where did he go?
Emra went to see his contact to make arrangements to cross the border.
How far is the border?
It's right over there, in front of you.
Where?
You see that tower?
Yeah.
This side of it is our land, and your destination is on the other side. Once you've crossed it, you'll be on your way.
You mean, once I get past that barbed wire, I won't be in Iran anymore?
Yes.
See that, Tahir? Only a few more steps left. Right?
Yeah. What is it? If you want to sleep, then sleep here, but sleep quietly, okay?
When will Emra be back?
Oh, he'll be back. Don't you worry now. He'll collect the rest of his money when he brings you to me. Now give me your car keys. I've got to go back now.
Mr. Meshkin, a buddy. You're going to leave us here on our own?
Please forgive me now, Mr. Tahir. But I should not have come this far in the first place. If I'm here, it is only because of your father.
What do you mean?
Shh. Quiet. Speak quietly. You should listen to Emra.
But we don't understand his language.
You don't need to talk to him too much. Just give me the keys. Don't worry now. Take a nap before Emra comes back. You've got a long way to go, kid. Goodbye.
Everything seems suspicious, Muhammad. If I see that we're not safe here, we'll head back, okay?
I'm not going back. Whether that guy comes back, or I'm left alone.
Allah O Akbar.
Muhammad. Muhammad, wake up. He's back. Get up. Hey, Emra, what happened?
Should we go?
Emra, say something. What should we do?
Look who we're stuck with now. He can't even speak.
Shh. Eh? What's wrong with you two?
You've gotta be kidding me.
You know our language?
Enough to know that this kid is bad-mouthing me.
All this time and you
Muhammad,
never told us?
Muhammad, stop it.
It wasn't necessary.
Muhammad.
Come on.
Now that you speak our language, say something. What should we do?
We have to wait for the signal from the other side.
What signal? You better tell me now.
Muhammad.
Move your hand away. All right, listen, kid. You know that even if you travel 1,000 miles, it'll all be along the border. It looks like there's no one out there. But the second you step out, the place is filled with officers, military men and rifles, so if you want to cross, there are rules to follow, you hear me? One of the Turkish guards on that watchtower, he is one of our men. Now, before he finishes his shift, he'll give us the signal. After that, he'll look the other way, and you over there, you'll cross over. He'll then get his cash, and then we will get back to our lives. So go sit down there and wait for him to give us the signal.
Oh.
Muhammad.
It's pretty damn cold out here, isn't it? Mr. Emrah, do you go over there a lot by yourself or not?
All right, fine.
Look, Mr. Emrah, is this your only job, or do you do other work too? Are you still angry about before? I swear I didn't mean anything by it. I was just a little bit angry, that's all. You speak our language. Can you say something to help me
Muhammad.
Calm down? What is it, man?
Muhammad, what are you doing pestering this guy? You need to rest, Muhammad.
I'm anxious. I just couldn't sleep. I didn't want him to be upset with me after I left. It bothered me.
All right, come rest a little before he gives the signal. Come on. Come.
All right, let's go.
What are you doing?
I'm giving you your jacket back.
Forget it, man. I don't need it. Put it on, Muhammad. Put it on,
here,
please.
Put it
come on.
It's dry now. You take it.
Fine.
Here, take it. Don't worry about it.
You didn't need to do that.
I want to give you one piece of advice. I really hope you listen to me. If you tell my father that you brought me here, that you helped me to cross the border and get out of Iran, he'll never give you his blessing to marry Setayesh.
Okay, I won't tell him.
And don't you go propose in your fancy car. My dad doesn't think highly of extravagance.
I'll take the bus, all right?
I'm only preparing you, so you know what to expect from him. He can be a hard man sometimes. It's like he's never really lived. Like he was never young. His world is something far away. Almost like they speak a different language there. Like I'm from Earth and he's from Mars.
Yeah, I guess all fathers are like that.
No, not all of them are.
Your father is a good man.
I know that.
Then stop complaining if you know, Muhammad.
I'm not complaining, man. I'm just trying to tell you what he's like. He really loves the kind of person who never misses his daily prayers, who always makes sure to fast, and is always straightforward and honest.
So then why'd you never do the things he wanted?
Oh, I did. But the harder I'd try, I just made things worse. My dad says those who pray are easy to decipher. Their 2 + 2 always adds up to 4. And those who don't pray are also easy to decipher. They don't bother about what their 2 + 2s add up to. But my dad says someone like me, who sometimes prays and sometimes doesn't, who sometimes even forgets all about it, is nothing but a disgrace. He says that with these people, 2 + 2 could add up even to 3, even to 5. I'm telling you all this so that you know who you'll be dealing with when you propose to Setayesh.
Muhammad, can you tell me what the hell this is?
What, you don't remember?
No.
The stone of our friendship. I'm taking it as a keepsake, even though all the stones that cover the ground are symbols of our friendship.
Shh! He gave us a signal!
What is it?
He finally gave us the signal.
Okay, what do we do now?
You have to get your things together quickly and then we have to go.
Get up.
Move back.
Okay, so what do we do now?
Get back here!
Get down! Get on the floor now! Do it now!
What's going on?
Hurry up!
Those guys are smugglers. They've just been caught.
Move it! Gone.
So what do you think we should do?
Just wait.
Couldn't that stupid smuggler take his load over tomorrow night?
Come on, get the crate.
Seriously. Next time, make sure they don't smuggle the goods on the same night as you're crossing people.
Mohammed, please, can you shut your mouth for 1 minute? What?
What's your business?
I'm worried we're wasting time, and our man will go off duty.
Get in the back.
What if they just stay there until morning?
Damn, it's just my luck, isn't it? If they do end up seeing you, just don't move.